Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, Jesus.
I need you.
fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
the cloud by day, fire by night. You gave us your name to be our guide. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Hey, you're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Every time we breathe, we say your name. Every time we breathe, we mention your name. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Let everything that has breath say the name of the Lord. Let everything that breathes say the name of the Lord. Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in our midst. We love you, Spirit of the living God. Fall afresh on us. We pray for a refreshing, Holy Spirit. Breathe on us. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. We thank you for your presence, Holy Spirit. We thank you. We praise you, Holy Spirit. We worship you. We adore you. Holy Spirit, we pray for a mighty move this morning. A mighty move in our lives in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, hover over our lives and let your light begin to shine in the name of Jesus. Hover, hover over us and let your light begin to shine in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we are totally dependent on you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Holy Spirit. We pray for our children. We pray for our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, have your way in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, perfect everything that concerns us in the name of Jesus. Oh, you are our lifeline. We love you, Holy Spirit. We bless you, Holy Spirit. Lord, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God, upon us. Forgive us, O God, for sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and fallen short of your glory. And this morning we cry out for mercy. Mercy for ourselves, mercy for our children, mercy for our spouses, mercy for our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, we pray for mercy. Mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus, be merciful unto us. Be merciful unto us in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, O God. Cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness. Creating us a clean heart and renew our right spirit within us. We pray for mercy, 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 O God, in the name of Jesus. Mercy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, we cry out for mercy. Mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. Oh, Father, we thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood, O God. Let the blood speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, O God. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, O God. Hallelujah. We soak our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. Lord, we soak every cell. We soak every tissue. We soak every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. The blood of Jesus, O God. Let the blood speak. Let the blood speak, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood. The blood. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Thank you for the precious blood. Thank you for the redeeming blood. The blood of Jesus. Father God, this morning, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father, we put the full armor on, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you for the armor. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our children. In the name of Jesus. On our grandchildren, in the name of Jesus, on our spouses, O God. The armor of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Ramasa Diria Kurumasi. Hallelujah, Ramasa Diria Kurumasi. Hallelujah, Ramasa Diria Kurumasi. Hallelujah, Ramasa Diria Kurumasi. In the name of Jesus, Ye Kurumasa Diriaka. Hallelujah. Oriane Keremasa Diriaka. Hallelujah. Oriamasa Diria Karamasi. Hallelujah. Oriamasa Diriako. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. We adore you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you. Lord, this morning we ask you to send your holy angels to assist us, minister to us, and do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us. We thank you, Jesus, for this is the day you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning. To those of you that's just joining us, we say good morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm just going to continue on this morning with what we started a few days ago. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43, verse 19. Holy Spirit, I surrender to you. Hallelujah. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer. Remember ye not the former things, Isaiah 43, 18 to 19. Neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I will do a new thing. We talk about Matthew 9:17. You can put new wine in old skin. What will happen? It will burst. But when you put new wine, I'm just paraphrasing, in new wine skin, it will be preserved. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And so we were talking about coming into this new year, 2021, in the name of Jesus. So I'm just going to go over one or two parts. I'm not going to hold you too much this morning. Hallelujah. We talk about reviewing, number one, reviewing your year, looking at your progress. We talk about repentance, and we talk about consecration. And this morning, I want to talk about closing demonic doors. Closing demonic doors. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Father, as I bring this word, I surrender to you. Let it be Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind a cross. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. What does it mean to close demonic doors? One of the first things I would say, there are many times, because we are going through, we go through different situations in our lives, we inflict self-curses upon ourselves. And when we inflict those curses upon ourselves, we are opening doors. Some people will say, I wish I could die. That's a curse you have placed on yourself. Or you might call somebody, you will say words. When you say these negative words, and most of the times you speak it against yourself because you're upset. We have to be careful about speaking these words. And sometimes you speak words into your children's life because you're angry with them. And so you use your tongue as children you birth to release curses. When you release curses, the demons move on it. There's an open door. And when you look, your children are sick. They're going through changes because of the things that you spoke out. And you want everybody to pray for you. Pray and not knowing. You need to go into prayer and ask God for mercy. You need to go in prayer and ask God for mercy for not believing him and saying, using negative words against yourself. I wish I could die. I would never get anywhere. I always will fail my exam and all those things. You are inflicting those curses upon yourself. When you're angry, you don't need to be saying things that will hurt you or hurt anybody. Hallelujah. Take it to God in prayer. To speak blessings and not cursing. To curse yourself. Just because you don't have money today doesn't mean you will not have it the next day. Yes, with many trials and tribulations we go through as Christians, but the Lord has promised to be with us. So be careful. The first closing demonic doors. Hallelujah. Those negative words you've spoken over your self-inflicted curses and curses that you may have spoken over other people. And it's almost it's witchcraft because who gave you the right to do that? It's witchcraft. So there's those demonic doors are open, gets open as you read because you have used your mouth to release curses instead of blessing. And you know what the next thing is? To repent. And you have to repent and revoke. And Lord, I revoke every negative word. I want you to pray that I have spoken against myself, knowingly and unknowingly, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You have to pray like that because you don't want things to happen to you because of anger. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So you need to ask God for mercy. Ask God for mercy and revoke those prayers. Revoke those curses you have placed over your children's lives. Revoke those negative statements you have spoken about people. It's time for you to revoke those things that came from your mouth. Hallelujah. Because it opens the door for the enemy in the name of Jesus. That's demonic doors. Another thing, be careful who you associate with. There's a saying, birds of the same feather flock together. Do not be unequally yoked. Be careful. Because some of the people that you hang around, they are doors. Hallelujah. If they're not doing what is right in the sight of God, and these people are influencing you negatively, because if they're doing it, it's not of God. It's not of God. So we have to be careful with our association, evil association, who we associate with, who we spend to, who we talk to the most. Those things are very important because the doors, you're opening the doors. Hallelujah, for the enemy to come in. So be careful of your association, evil association, whether the person be your friend from second grade or third grade. Be careful and be observant. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So you got to close these demonic doors that you have, or that has been released open because of your self-inflicted curses you put on yourself and because of evil association. You open doors for things to happen to you. When you are disobedient, to blatantly disobedient to God, there's an open door. There's an open door. So we need to always walk in God's will by his grace. Amen. Those doors need to be closed. Because when a thief comes, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Christ came that we may have life and have life more abundantly. Hallelujah. Wherever you are this morning, begin to pray and ask God to close those doors. When he closes it, it cannot be opened again. Amen. In the name, except you yourself, go ahead, open it. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So begin to pray and revoke those curses that you have spoken over yourself or over your family members. It is literally wrong. You know today and you do not know tomorrow. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So let's look at the next one, Psalm 90, verse 12. Let's look at it. Psalm 90, verse 12. It says, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. That's your prayer. Number your days. That means every second of your day from 5 o'clock, whatever you are, it got to be fruitful to number your days. You can't do be idle. You can't procrastinate because we'll be accountable. You know, every time I think about that, I get nervous. We will be accountable for every second that we waste. So use your time wisely to make a calendar. Set your to-do list, your schedule, use your time. And yes, you can put a time to rest. You can put a time to rest, my sisters and brothers. You think God rests on the seventh day? You can put time. If your time is to rest, sometimes your time might be 12 to 1 in every day, whatever time. Set that time to rest. Use your time wisely. Use your time for the kingdom of God. Use your time wisely. Tomorrow is not promised. When God bless you, has different number of days and apply wisdom. You need wisdom. If you win the lottery, you win wisdom. You win wisdom is the principal thing. You need wisdom for everything. Because if you follow human wisdom, we lose. But we need to follow godly wisdom. So it says, teach us to number our days so that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, teach me. Teach me. Pray. 19 verse 12. Teach me, Lord, to number my days that I may apply my heart unto wisdom. Teach me, Lord, to number my days that I may apply my heart unto wisdom. Teach me, Lord, to number my days that I may apply my heart to wisdom. Teach my children to number the days that they may apply their hearts unto wisdom. Teach my husband to number his days that he may apply his heart unto wisdom. Pray, pray, pray. Teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. In the name of Jesus. Every day is important. Every minute is important. Make sure don't take advantage. Let use your time wisely, 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 in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. I don't know about you, but I've been blessed. I am blessed, and you are blessed too. Hallelujah, with what the Lord is speaking to us today. Hallelujah. Psalm 90, verse 12, and then the next one, release grief and disappointment. That's something we had to learn to do. Release it to God. Whatever grief, whatever disappointment, whatever it is, you need to release unforgiveness. Release, release. Release forgiveness, not release unforgiveness. Release forgiveness. Forgive those who hurt you. Release it into those that have hurt you and speak it. Hallelujah. Release forgiveness. Release it unto others. And as you release it unto others, your Heavenly Father will forgive you your trespasses. Stop carrying grief and disappointment on your shoulders. It's time for you to release pain, disappointment, all this emotional entanglement. Release it. You need to be separate. I need to be free. You need to be free. But we need to release these things that is hindering us from moving forward or hindering us from walking in the true, true, true fullness of Almighty God. Hallelujah. We can close demonic doors. Teach us to number our days. Release grief, disappointment, sadness. Let it go. God is an all-knowing God. Hallelujah. Let it go. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not going to keep you long this morning. I have to go on another prayer mission this morning. Hallelujah. Let us say the Lord's prayers. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I love you. With the love of Jesus Christ, have a wonderful and a blessed day. Stay safe. Be joyful. Jesus loves you. God bless you.